Soybeans contain the same isoflavones found in red clover, and therefore adding soy to the diet can also affect menopausal symptoms. However, not all soy foods will contain the isoflavones. For example, soy oil and some types of soy proteins have no isoflavones. It is not possible to tell from a food label if a soy food contains isoflavones because they are not required to be listed on the food label. Ginkgo biloba has been promoted as a supplement to promote mental acuity, cardioprotective health, circulatory problems, and enhance memory. This is due to its ability to dilate arteries, which improves blood flow. It is not clear if this increased blood flow results in clearer thinking, memory, or learning. Side effects are rare, and they do include GI upset, headaches, skin reactions, and/or dizziness. There are concerns that ginkgo biloba may increase the risk of brain hemorrhage and bleeding complications, so it should not be used with any blood-thinning medications. You should not take the supplement if you are pregnant or nursing. Ginkgo biloba may also react with medications used to treat depression and hypertension. There are some supplements that are considered unsafe to use. Some are listed on this slide. Kava kava, for instance, can cause liver damage, and comfrey can cause liver damage as well as death. Lobelia is potentially toxic and binds to nicotine receptors in the body and can have a nicotine effect on its users. Products derived from animal brain or nerve products may contain prions that cause mad cow disease.